motherfucker.
Welcome to Empire Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Empire Radio episode. I don't even know.
You don't even know?
I don't even know how many episodes I got, dude.
Welcome to the goddamn Vinny Paz podcast, motherfucker. Know what I'm saying? We cracking it off right at the top. Know what I'm saying?
I guess. We got
Jay Rizzle. Yeah, that's your beer. Shit.
We got Jay Dizzle. Jerry Dizzle.
AKA Jay Rad. Jay Red. Motherfucking Jay gets Rig. Head in bed.
H-Rig.
All day till I'm dead.
Smack.
Know what I'm saying? You motherfucker.
The fuck out. It's fucking Empire Radio. Jerry Dizzle, my nizzle from... Where you from, Jerry Dizzle? Tell him.
Fucking...
Compton?
Chino, California.
Oh.
You know, that shit's gangster as fuck. Chino. Nobody know about Chino?
Nobody know.
Nah, I'm just fucking around. Yeah, Chino's pretty gay. Nothing going on there except Kelly's. That's the only cool thing about Chino.
Yeah, what are you doing, Chino, man? Tell me.
I don't do shit.
No?
I go to Kelly's. I get the fuck out of Chino a lot to go somewhere else. But, yeah, Chino's lame, dude. Just chill with the homies around.
What you gotta betray them for?
Betray Chino?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was offered to join the Chino Sinners one time.
Oh, yeah?
True story.
No way.
Yeah.
What, is that a gang or what?
Yeah, it's a fucking Chino gang, whatever, but...
No way. Is it like a graffiti?
Well, I look like a white motherfucker, right? But my last name is Mendoza, so...
Are they a graffiti gang or what?
No, they're a fucking gang.
Yeah?
My... was in it. Like, been in prison for fucking years, you know.
Dang.
I don't know if I should be talking about this shit, but yeah, he fucking robbed a bank and shit. That's my
cop.
Yeah.
How did he rob a bank?
I have no fucking idea what the details are, but he was already in prison and shit, but he robbed a bank, got caught. Now he was in prison for like over 20. It's about like 20 years or something like that. And he got locked up when I was like 4 or 5. That's my you know, so hopefully you're not listening to this, but yeah.
I'm gonna tag. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, fuck no, dude. He would beat my ass. He's a buff beast ass motherfucker. Nah, but I know people in that fucking bullshit. Whatever.
Fuck That's him. Cool, dude. I've never been offered to join a gang.
Yeah, well, apparently I'm with one of them because I was at Kelly's. I'm not gonna mention any names because
go ahead.
I don't want to get my fucking head cut off and shit, you know. But I was at Kelly's one time. And this dude said, like, you know, we're cousins, man. I'm like, what the fuck? And he told me that, you know, he's cousins with my cousin, so that means we're cousins. I'm like, I didn't understand what the fuck he said. I'm like, all right, I guess we're cousins. Cool, yeah. And then he's like, or his friend. That was in that shit. He was like, the only reason they wanted me to be in that shit is so they could, because I have a clean record, they wanted me to buy a gun and shit. That's the only reason. They wanted me to be a fucking idiot. Yeah, real shit. They were talking, they were like, hey, this fool could like buy a fucking AR and this or whatever the fuck, or like an assault rifle or some bullshit. And they're like, yeah, fool. And I was drunk, I'm like, yeah, but no, I'm not gonna do that shit. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking join a gang and be the fucking dipshit that shoots people.
Damn. No, I think they just wanted you to buy the gun for them.
Yeah, man. but it'll come back on me either way. I mean,
yeah, it's registered.
Yeah, I'm not a retard.
They're gonna go out there and like smoke some dudes.
Yeah, know? I'm not a fucking retard. But these guys are cool, man. But I ain't about that gang life. Whatever. Yeah,
good thing you weren't, man.
Yeah, you know.
It's a good thing.
Chugging the beer right now, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not saying. I know exactly what you're saying. We're going to take it out right now. We're going to take it out for the first break.
All right.
We're going to let you know what we're doing.
Sorry for the boring podcast, but I've never been to my first podcast ever, man.
It's actually not boring at all.
No?
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Motherfucker.
Welcome to part two of this episode. Anyways, Jared Dizzle, my Dizzle.
What up, motherfucker?
What's up, man?
You Jew, motherfucker. You stupid motherfucker.
Hey, kidding. So what do you think about that ebook I was telling you about?
Ebook? You're talking about making a movie about anti-Nazi motherfucker or something like that?
Yeah.
I remember it.
Yeah, what do you think?
It sounded cool.
The Nazi fugitives.
Yeah. That sounds like a Wolfenstein game or some shit. I don't know, but it sounds cool.
That could be a game, too.
Yeah.
It could be a movie. It could be a book, a game, a show. It could be a series. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, but it could be... It could. I mean, there's shows about Kim Kardashian's fucking fat ass.
There could be a show.
What's the point of that goddamn show?
I don't know. Have you ever watched it?
People just watch it because... No, I don't watch it. I don't know what the fuck it's about, but people watch it because... She got fat ass and this and that. I don't think it's funny. Well, it's not meant to be funny. I don't think... Dude, what the fuck? I'm not even into Kim Kardashian. She can go fuck her fat ass with her.
Why you gotta be so mean, dude?
Because I'm mad. Because I'm mad that idiots watch that shit, you know?
Why?
I don't know, man. I used to watch Jersey Shore, and I thought I was a dumbass for watching that shit. But I was entertaining.
You probably were.
Why the fuck do you watch Kim Kardashian's show? Fucking hoe-ass bitch, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Just, whatever. We don't have to talk about Kim Kardashian's
ass.
But there was a funny picture on Instagram and Facebook where she looked like a whale.
I saw her boobs the other day.
Really?
I think I have a picture of it.
Like in person or what?
No.
Oh, okay. No, I'm joking, but... There was a picture of her on Instagram with, like, she was wearing a dress, and it was, like, black and white, and it was a meme, and it showed her, and then it showed Shamu, and that shit was hilarious, because it fucking looked like, oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even find her attractive, to be honest, really. I think she's so dumb. Like, girls that are stupid, to me, they could be hot, but if they're really retarded, it's going to... It just kills it for me, bro. And like, the girls can be really fucking awesome and be ugly, and I'll be like, all right, you know, maybe. Maybe if I get drunk enough.
So they can be really ugly and you're still down?
If they're really fucking nice, yeah. Just if they have their way with words, maybe I'll, you know, maybe my dick will end up in their vag the end of the night. I don't know, but no, not really. But
sounds pretty savage. Don't. Oh, anyways, I accidentally stopped the fucking podcast.
Yeah, it's all good. Fuck it.
So we're gonna continue it now. But anyways, Jared.
This is weird, man.
What?
It's being at a goddamn podcast. It's weird.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Alright, I'm not gonna even fuck with that. But, yeah. Remember Baby Joker and shit?
Nah, who's that?
That fool got locked up, man.
Who's that?
That was that one fool who went to, like, he went to, like, Ramona Junior High, fool, and, like, you know, he fucking beat that girl up with his fucking baseball bat and shit.
No right? way.
Yeah, I'm joking. We'll stop talking about Baby Joker.
Wait,
Joker.
So there's no...
No, Baby Joker's a real dude.
Did he beat somebody up?
He beat his girlfriend up, yeah.
Who? You know him?
No, I don't know. It's like an urban legend kind of thing. It happened, though, but Baby Joker's a bitch, you know? Anyways.
See what I mean, Jared Dizzle?
Yeah, that's it's weird.
What is weird? Aha.
It didn't even come out.
You don't have the magic touch.
No, I don't.
Anyways. I'm still figuring everything out. Everything. The podcast is under construction still, dude.
Yeah.
You don't have your headphones on, man.
No, I don't. I don't need them on.
You don't like them?
If I have them on, I'm going to feel like a fucking idiot.
Why?
Because there's like, when I talk, there's like echoes and shit. Anyways, let's talk about something interesting.
Sorry.
You're the interviewer. You're like the Larry King of this motherfucker.
I don't know, man.
You're supposed to conduct the goddamn shit, you know?
I like listening to you guys talk, see what you get to say.
Yeah, I could say a lot of shit, but
yeah,
I don't know.
You were telling me some funny stories, dude.
Like what?
The story about the rank poonanny.
Oh, man, that's the worst. Yeah, if I guess I could talk about it as long as that fucking bitch doesn't listen to this shit.
You don't have to name her. You don't have to name her.
No, I
won't. You don't gotta.
But what girl's name starts with?
Oh, shit. You might be able to want. You might want to say where she. Her what school she went to.
No, right? I don't.
Oh, you didn't have
whatever.
To.
Hey, bro.
Oh, man.
This bitch went to my house after she got out of her fucking job. She's like working with cars. She's like a mechanic or some shit. I never fucked her before, but at that time, like, she was coming to my house. And I was like, all right, I know we're going to smash because I just know it. I know she's coming to my fucking room. When girls go to my room, they're getting fucked. Either way.
Every time?
Huh?
Savage.
Yeah, savage as fuck. But when girls get in my room, I'm fucking them. You know? If I have to bust out the fucking chloroform. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking, dude. Yeah, that's a good one. No, man. I mean, I'm not a fucking player or anything, but when girls get in my room, they get naked. You know what I'm saying? It happens, okay? Yeah, that bitch came from work, and I was, like, watching a movie with her, my arm was around her, and I was like, this bitch smells, like, what the fuck, dude, what's going on? Like, her armpit smelled and shit.
Terrible.
Long story short, dude, her pussy smelled so bad, my dick was, like, not even hard, because it smelled so bad. I was so turned off, that's, like, it was horrible.
Not even a little bit hard?
It was like halfway hard, dude, and it was ridiculous. Like, it was just, you know what halfway hard is? Like, fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it.
What the fuck is this podcast about right now?
I don't know.
Funny.
I don't know.
No, it's all right. Keep it going.
But then, yeah, it was halfway hard. Fucking, her pussy smelled like horrible, like 3-day old sushi and shit. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. It just smelled like really bad. I don't know how to explain it.
Sushi.
Not sushi is good, man.
Yeah, sushi's good.
It just smelled like fucking. You know how, like, I don't want to ask you that question, but
like fish.
The listeners out there fucking know how bad pussy smells. I'm sure.
Fish.
It's not always like fish, but something like that. Anyways, dude, like, she's, like, sucking me off, and I'm fucking her with, like, a half-hard cack. Then I go to, like, she's riding me, and it's like not even in, dude. It's just like, you know, whatever. So I go to fuck her missionary, and I hit her head on the fucking, on my dresser. Her head's like, and we just start laughing. And then I think he's recording or something, but.
No, I'm just.
But yeah, it was just horrible. It was really bad. She said she would call me again.
Never called you. She probably thought you had a problem or you didn't like her.
Yeah,
or
she probably thought I needed Viagra, but I didn't. Do you know what I could have told? She asked me, like, what's wrong?
But he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, but her fucking pussy smelled so bad. I'm not going to... She asked what's wrong. I'm not going to tell her, hey, you smell, bitch, you know? Like, that's fucked up.
So you don't have to call her a bitch, but you could tell her she smells. You don't have to call her a bitch.
Yeah, I know, but... I think that would be offensive.
You let her on, though. You let her stay after she got there. You knew her. You know her.
Yeah, I didn't know she smelled until
she gave you a hug. She gave you a hug, embraced all that body smell on you, and you were like, come in.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't smell her until I started, like, having my arm around her watching the movie, and she smelled like shit. And now, fucking, apparently somebody banged her and got her pregnant, so now she has a kid, but...
Whoa.
But I don't know how the fuck they stood up with... They put up with that smell, you know? Shit.
Damn.
Must have been a fat motherfucker or something.
Poor girl. Oh, that's messed up. Why is he gotta be fat?
I mean, who else is gonna fucking hit that shit? I don't know.
Oh, there's guys.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, let's change the subject here, Vinny.
Sorry, dude.
It's all good. You're
still testing out this fucking shit. This podcast. I want to thank fucking anybody who listens to this, and I want to fucking give a shout out to my friend, fucking Bryce Aroni.
And fucking, yeah, Bryce. What's up with Bryce, nigga?
Shit. I want to give a shout out to Bryce Aroni in Northern California. I want to give a shout out to fucking, damn it, I'm losing it right now.
Yeah,
I want to give a shout out to Bernard Hopkins. He's pretty badass, you know. He's got a fight coming up, so I want to give a shout out to him. And I want to give a shout out
I want to give a shout out to my mama, motherfucker.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my mom. I think she's like somewhere out in Riverside or in Corona.
Yeah, probably, you know,
in the border somewhere right there. It's like in between. I don't even know if it's Corona or if it's Riverside where she lives.
I don't know where your mama lives either. That would have been an easy joke to be like.
I want to give a shout out to that donut shop down the street from my house off of Grove.
Yeah.
And what is it? Walnut? Yeah, off of Grove and Walnut. They get it cracking, and it's 24/7. 24/7, you go in there any time of the day or night. They give you hot chocolate and donuts or coffee or juice.
24/7 donut shop?
Whatever you want.
I want to give a shout out to them.
They hook you up.
Walnut and what?
Tell them fucking Empire Radio sent you. Yeah. They won't do shit, but you can tell them.
They'll fucking tell what?
They'll be like, all right.
Out. Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low-key, hated on by most these niggas with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles and no skis. Mad at me, cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio and a saw full of tracks to add to the wall full of plaques. Hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'ma let my dough freeze? Hold please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you to smoke trees? Who you think brought you the ODs? Easy E's, Ice Cubes and DOCs, the Scoop D O double G's, and a group that said motherfuck the police. Gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when your album sales wasn't doing too good, who's the doc that he told you to go see? Y'all better listen up closely. All you niggas that said that I turn pop or the firm flop, y'all are the reason that Dre ain't been getting no sleep. So fuck y'all, all of y'all. If y'all don't like me, blow me. Y'all are gonna keep fucking around with me and turn me back to the old me.
Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. So what do you say to somebody you hate?
What?
Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? One of his off days in the blood of your way? Yep. Just study your tape of NWA. One day I was walking by with a Walkman on, when I caught a guy, give me an awkward eye.
You look,
strangled him off in the parking lot, but it's dark and I don't give a fuck if it's dark or not. I'm harder than me trying to park a Dodge, but I'm drunk as fuck, right next to a humongous truck in a two-car garage. Hopping out with two broken legs, trying to walk it off. Fuck you too, bitch, call the cops. I'ma kill you and them loud-ass motherfucking barking dogs. And when the cops came through, me and Dre stood next to a burned-down house with a can full of gas and a handful of matches, and still weren't found out.
Right here.
So from here on out, it's the chronic tune, starting the day and tomorrow's anew. And I'm still local enough to chunk you to death with a Charleston chew. Slim Shady, hotter than a set of twin babies, and a Mercedes Benz with the windows up when the temp goes up to the mid-80s. Calling men ladies, sorry doc, but I've been crazy. There's no way that you can save me, it's okay, go with him, Haley. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
If it was up to me, you motherfuckers stop coming up to me with your hands out, looking up to me like you want something free. When my last CD was out, you wasn't bumping me, but now that I got your little company, everybody wanna come to me like it was some disease, but you won't get a crumb from me, cause I'm from the streets of I told them all, all them little gangsters, who you think helped mold them all? Now you wanna run around talking about guns like I ain't got none. What you think, I sold them all? Cause I stay well off. Now all I get is hate mail all day saying Dre fell off. What, cause I've been in the lab with a pen in the pad trying to get this damn label off? I ain't having that, this is the millennium of aftermath. It ain't gonna be nothing after that, so give me one more platinum plaque and fuck rap, you can have it back. So where's all the mad rappers at? It's like a jungle in a habitat, but all you savage cats know that I was strapped with gats when you were cuddling a cabbage patch.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
Segment to close out the podcast. It's still under construction. It's Empire Radio episode something.
You don't even know what episode it is.
I think episode 8. I think we're at 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8.
8.
8 episodes. It's almost our 10th.
It's cool, man.
It's going to be our anniversary.
10th episode has to be like a big one.
Yeah, we're going to staff somebody. We're going to do something.
You
got
to get Dave Chappelle on the damn podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we can't do nothing like that. We're going to get... We're going to get, we're going to get a stripper to talk on here and tell us some crazy stories or something.
What about this?
What?
What about, because, I mean, what about, what if I come on the 10th podcast and I get a hooker from Backpage and she's fucking me while I'm talking to you, and I'll just try to talk to you normal? Like, is that...
You think she'll charge you extra for that?
No.
To be on the podcast?
No. Well, I'll slap her in the face if she does, shit. You know what I mean? Fuck that. Nah, I'm kidding. I've never fucked a hooker. I'm just saying, that would be kind of funny, wouldn't it? Like, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Get your friends to be on here and do a podcast while they're getting their dick sucked or something. See if they sound different or something. I don't know what the fuck. I don't need no hookers. I could get pussy if I wanted to.
And
there was times in my life where I was like...
My friend... All right, fine. My friend, he was like, "Oh, let's call one of those Craigslist girls." I was like, "What? No way." He's like, "Yeah, let's do it." And I was like, "Really, dude? You're down for that? I didn't know, you know?"
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "I'll call for you, man, because I just thought it was funny." And
yeah.
He's like, "All right." So I was calling. I had it on speaker, you know. The good thing was nobody answered. But hey, we should call one right now.
Yeah, but well, I used to prank call him when I was in Vegas. I'd prank call him, like,
yeah,
I'd be drunk, I'd get those cards, I prank called him, they got mad at me, bro.
Prank call right now. If you do one right now, dude,
I don't have no damn stripper's number. What the fuck, you know?
I'll go look for one.
Go on Backpage and find a fucking hooker and I'll call her.
I'm gonna go look for one. No, you go look for one because
my phone's almost. I don't have 4G on my phone right now. It's dying.
Damn. Well, there goes that idea.
Yeah, but anyways.
That's not good. We shouldn't do that anyways. It's a good thing.
It's funny. When I was in Vegas, I was prank calling these bitches, you know?
Whoa,
what?
I don't
know what I said. What?
Nothing, go ahead.
What? No, but, yeah, I was prank calling them, and then they would get mad. And then they'd be like, I'd be like, so, like, what are your rates for, like, blowjob? They're like, we don't discuss that on the phone, you know? They say shit like that.
Really?
Yeah, they don't talk about fucking over the phone.
Well, yeah.
But...
That shit's weird as fuck.
That shit is weird as fuck, you know what I'm saying?
That is crazy. You asked him...
No, but, you know, if you listeners out there ever want to go fuck a strip... Or, not a stripper. Fucking a hooker in Vegas. You know, like fucking short little Mexican guys passing out those cards everywhere. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen those guys.
Those are the guys?
Yeah, they pass out those cards. You wanna fuck one of them?
No way.
Those you can, but dude, when I called them, I was prank calling them, and they're like, yeah, it's like a $100 service fee for them to come over there. And then you discuss, like, yo, I want a blowjob, or yo, I want to do you in the ass, bitch, you know? Whatever.
Really? They do that just like that?
I guess, because I tried to talk to them over the phone, and they wouldn't let it fly, you know? Like, I was trying to tell them, like, how much for a fucking blowjob, you know?
Uh-huh.
No, like, we can't discuss that on here, but when the girl comes to your room, it'll be $100, and then, like, get the fuck out of here. What the fuck? The card says, like, $100. So people see that and they're like, yeah, I can fuck this girl for $100. Nope. More, because you got to get a service fee and you got to get an STD fee and you got to get this, that, this, and the other fee. Like, what the fuck?
They like, tell fuck you all you. That?
No, but I'm just saying that. That's true. That's pretty true. Unless you want your dick to fucking welt up like a watermelon and shit. That made no sense, but it did. Because if you get STD, if you get fucking herpes, if you get fucking genital warts, your dick is going to be like, boom, 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 you know? Fuck, like, fuck that.
Why would anybody call them up to want to do that, man?
Because there's desperate motherfuckers in Vegas.
Have you ever been to TJ?
Nah.
That's an airplane.
It sounds like it's fucking...
We have a guest on there building. On the podcast.
First for the podcast.
Yeah. Airplane.
It's not like an air, I was scared. I was like, is this motherfucker gonna crash into this bitch or what? You know?
Hey, have you been to TJ?
No, I haven't, but I've heard they got good hookers out there.
I still wouldn't mess with them.
I wouldn't either, but
that's strange.
I wouldn't mess with them either, but unless their rates are like $20 maybe. Shit.
I think their rates are like $20, man.
Shit, let's go to TJ then.
You're down?
Fuck yeah. Nah, I'm kidding. I don't need to get laid like that, you dumb motherfucker.
You stupid, you motherfucker, you! Don't lie, man. You're down.
Nah. I haven't been laid in like a few months, but I'm not desperate. I know I can get laid if I want.
Sure, bro.
When I feel like I'm when I feel like I'm a break when I'm really fucking, you know, I don't want to say it's on podcast, but.
Go ahead.
When I'm fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, I get.
We are experiencing some technical difficulties. Please stay tuned.
We're back.
It's all good.
No, well, go ahead. You're talking about the dragon.
Well, once my bitch, Christina, fucking asshole, I hate her now. I like her, but whatever. Whatever, man. I never met a girl that awesome, and then she left me to go to Sacramento, fucker. You know what kept me? You know what kept me sane? Jerking off. You fucking jerk off and you feel good again.
Damn.
So. That shit's weird as fuck.
Oh shit. That is kind of weird. I don't know why I'm talking this to people I don't even know.
So you're just whacking that dragon like it was nobody's business.
Kinda,
breathing
yeah.
fire everywhere.
Because I was used to getting pussy from her.
Yeah. And the fire was going everywhere.
Yeah, and then the fire died, and it's like. I'm trying to start a fire with my dick, you know, just jerking it. Like, fire don't stop like that, nigga, you know? But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just like, sometimes I'm like, I'm about to hit up my ex or something. Or I did hit up my ex, too, but I did hit her up, man. And she's like, I have a kid and this and... And I'm like, okay, fuck you. But what I'm saying is when you're really horny, your horniness will blind you from reality. All you gotta do is go to your computer and jerk off and you'll be like, you'll be fine, man. Because when you're fucking horny, you're gonna be like, oh, I'm down to fuck this bitch, I'm down to fuck that bitch. And if you do it, you're gonna ruin your fucking life because it's just stupid. Why are you gonna do that? But yeah, that's all I'm saying. Jerking off saved my life. That's what I'm saying.
Jerking off saved your life.
Yep.
That's the motto. It's a new motto.
Because I was about to hit up somebody I shouldn't have hit up, and I didn't. I hit up my fucking ex-girlfriend, dude. Oh, you know?
No.
And that bitch was like, I had a kid. I'm like, okay, fuck you, you fucking bitch.
It's not good.
Yeah, fuck her. Whatever, you know. Anyways, what do you want?
Nah, dude, that was good. I like that story.
It's not a good story, but, you know, hopefully these folks that listen to this thing.
I think here comes another one.
It sounds like a train. Choo-choo! Choo-choo!
Yeah, it's about to come over.
It's a goddamn train. Y'all motherfuckers listening, get on the ho train! Oh, that's an airplane, not a ho train. It sounded like a train.
Dude, it's so dark today.
I know, it's dark as fuck in here. Like, scary. This is creepy. If you listeners can hear this, you have no idea how fucking weird it looks in here. Because it's dark as shit. It's fucking dark in here, man.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying it's fucking creepy.
Trying to say I'm creepy?
Maybe.
Whatever.
It's dark as fuck. It's dark as fuck in here.
Little bastard.
So what do you want to talk about, Vinny Paz?
Actually, since I'm still getting everything worked out with this podcast and the new format and everything, we're gonna have to wrap this episode up early today.
All right, fucking kill it.
Yep. So we want to thank everybody for listening, and we want to fucking give a shout out again to that donut shop down the streets, because they're fucking killing it.
Yeah, Pizza Hut delivered to us, so fucking, you know.
We want to fucking thank Pizza Hut.
Well, fuck that. That little cholo bitch tried to take all my money.
And he didn't bring none of those little pepper packets. Motherfucker.
Fuck you.
What's wrong with him?
Hey, fool, I could get you more pizza if you give me... or whatever. If you buy a soda, fool, like, get
this
the fuck
guy,
out of here.
This guy came hustling pizza at us.
Yeah, he tried to hustle. I gave him a $20 bill. Pizza was $16. He just took that $20 bill and left. I don't give a fuck, but that's stupid.
No.
I'm going to smack him when I see that fucker. Anyways.
He looked like he wanted to hang out with us or something.
Yeah, I know. He did. He's like, hey, can I join you guys?
Like, no.
Yeah, he did look like that.
He gave us the pizza and he was just standing there like, yeah. I'm like, all right, dude. Yeah. For sure.
We closed the steel gate on his ass.
As I was closing the gate on him and locking it, I was like, oh, all right, he was still there.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
And that gate has barbed wire on it. You want it? Good luck getting over that, you little faggot.
He's like,
you know?
He just feels that he was drawn to our fucking savagery.
Yeah, pretty much. He just liked us. He knew we were cool.
We want to leave on that. Nope. I don't know if that's a good note to leave on, but we're going to leave on that. We'll see you next time.
Peace, you bitch.
You bastards.